You're listening to SBS News.
The unmistakable voice of the world's most influential wildlife broadcaster was undiminished and his message clear. David Attenborough told the UN Security Council it's too late to avoid climate change, warning that the planet's poorest and most vulnerable people are now certain to suffer.
If we continue on our current path, we will face the collapse of everything that gives us our security, food production, access to fresh water, habitable ambient temperature, and ocean food chains. And if the natural world can no longer support the most basic of our needs, then much of the rest of civilization will quickly break down. Please make no mistake. Climate change is the biggest threat to security that modern humans have ever faced.
The United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson chaired the virtual meeting, the first held at that level on the topic. That prompted some countries to argue that the group shouldn't be discussing climate change, like Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's United Nations ambassador.
We agree that climate change and environmental issues can exacerbate conflict, but are they really the root cause of these conflicts? There's serious doubts about this.
Boris Johnson says if the Council is going to succeed in maintaining peace and security worldwide, then it has to galvanise the whole range of UN agencies and organisations into a swift and effective response.
I know that there are people around the world who will say that this is all kind of green stuff from a bunch of tree-hugging tofu munchers and not suited to international diplomacy and international politics. I couldn't disagree more profoundly.
US climate envoy John Kerry reinforced the sentiment.
We bury our heads in the sand at our own peril. It is time to start treating the climate crisis like the urgent security threat that it is. This is literally the challenge of all of our generations.
The Council also heard predictions climate change will increase legal and non-legal migration, which could spark conflict. Nisreen El-Siam, the president of the Sudan Youth for Climate Change organisation, warned that climate change will significantly increase migration of all kinds.
Land and resources in Africa and many other parts of the world, because of climate change, can no longer maintain young people. In our research of a decent life, good and green jobs, proper access to services, and including a new challenge of the COVID-19, makes the only solution in front of many will be migration. In-country migration, cross-border or internationally, legal or non-legal, giving more rise to conflicts.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres also reiterated his plea to limit the global temperature increase by the end of the century.
The climate emergency is the defining issue of our time. The last decade was the hottest in human history. Carbon dioxide levels are at record highs, and wildfires, cyclones, floods and droughts are the new normal. These shocks not only damage the environment on which we depend, they also weaken our political, economic, and social systems. And the science is clear. We need to limit the global temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century.
The meeting is a precursor to the UN's climate summit in November, where almost 200 countries are expected to commit to deeper emissions cuts. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.